Good morning and welcome to Community Connections with Children's Services Council of St. Lucie County. I am just one of your humble hosts, Sean Boyle, and with me is
Ashley Mock.
And welcome to the half hour radio program that also, by the way, if you're fancy and you happen to miss a show, is also a podcast, but we'll save that conversation for later. That's all about connecting you, the listener, to resources and things that are available in our great community we call St. Lucie County. Now, we at the Children's Services Council, despite almost 10 years or possibly even 10 years, because we're not that great at counting those years, being on the radio for that long of time, are not radio show professionals. But what we do at the Children's Services Council every single day is focus on our community and improving our community in five priority areas. And those priority areas are, one, you can say it with me, folks, if you've been a longtime listener, one, making sure every baby's healthy, baby. Two, stopping child abuse before it happens. Three, keeping kids off the streets. Four, keeping them in school. And five, keeping them off drugs, alcohol, and other risk behaviors. And we do that by developing, funding, and providing programs in all those areas, 53 programs in total for all residents in St. Lucie County.
And obviously, this radio show is the most entertaining way to learn about them, but there's a for sure. There's a lot of information that we share on our website at cscslc.org, along with our Facebook page, where we try to highlight some of the fun things that are happening in our community. If you follow along with us, you saw that in the last month, we have unveiled a couple of book vending machines, which was so fun. We got to be there when the two schools that we worked with, White City Elementary and Wimmel Point Elementary, got to open up their book vending machines for the first time. So there's really cool things happening in our community, and Facebook is a really good place to stay in touch with all of those things. And you get to see our faces with
caution. On one side of this with a lot of caution. And it would happen to be the guy that's talking right now. Let's talk about those book vending machines. You know, those are awesome. If you aren't familiar, if you don't know what we're talking about, obviously check out our Facebook page and, by the way, Instagram. I'm just throwing that out there because we're cool like that. those book vending machines, we put those in White City Elementary and Windmill Point. Fun fact that we are not allowed to provide funds directly to the St. Lucie County schools, not because we don't want to, because state statute says that we can't. But we selected those two schools because there are two partner schools for our St. Lucie Reads initiative, which if you're a longtime listener, know that it's part of our effort to make sure that kids are reading on grade level. And one of our simple strategies, but effective strategies, is making sure there's books in the homes of those that don't have books. Obviously, children's books and also books that they actually want to read. There's a big difference between giving them a book and a book they want to read. So we selected those two schools because those are our two partner schools. Because I bring that up because every time I go on Facebook lately, it seems like all the other schools are saying, where's our book vending machine? And, you know, we are not the book vending machine producers, but we are talking with some other entities to possibly do a couple more. But quite honestly, Windmill Point and White City were chosen, one, because geographically we chose those for our initiative, but also because those schools and their, I always get this wrong, is it PTOs or SACs or whatever?
It's really both.
Their advisory committees.
The
administration has been very cooperative and has been working with us for a couple of years. So I say all that and I realize that I'm sounding a little defensive, but I just want our listeners are wondering, well, why'd you choose those schools? It's because of what we just said.
That's right. Yeah. So I would encourage you, if you haven't seen them, to just take a look. It's really fun. We love, getting to watch the kids use them for the first time is really cool. I think for me, they look a lot cooler in person than I was expecting them to.
I didn't know they lit up.
Talk to you. Like, it's very fancy. So we're excited about it. We do, you know, we hope that we can bring some more to the community and other places. We've got some other partners that are talking about doing their own. So hopefully we've got more that we'll be able to bring out, but it has been a really cool initiative.
And I'm just gonna throw out there, and you know, this part is totally unscripted, right? Because we didn't know we were gonna talk about this, but if there's a business out there or some type of civic group or something that wants to partner with us, and you know, You know, we can kind of go in on it because, again, our budget doesn't allow us, and, you know, our priority areas, we can't put one in every school, but we could certainly partner and help leverage some other monies to put some of these in some of the other schools. And I'll be honest, and you just referenced it, actually, we're already currently working on that, but I just wanted to throw it out there to our general listening audience that if, you know, you got a civic group, I'm thinking of the Rotarians, the Kiwanis, a lot of the fraternities, sororities, even a church, if you want to partner with us, we can split the cost and the marketing of it. And
yeah, definitely. So you can just reach out to John. John would love to hear from me.
yes. By the way, just go to, you can go to the Children's Services Council website, which is cscslc.org, or, and this totally makes sense, just go to stlucyreads.org, and St. Lucie is the ST version of it, stlucyreads.org, and you can find out all of our efforts and all of our contact information. Because it's a great initiative, and or if you have used books, gently used books, and let me rephrase that, gently used children's books, having been the person that went through all the encyclopedias that we got from the 70s and the cookbooks, make sure that they're gently used children's books. We will repurpose those and get those into the homes of those that don't have them.
Yes.
All right. We have a guest. We're talking fast and we're kind of cutting our opening short because this guest has to be somewhere else.
He is quite a multitasker today.
But we're excited to have him with us.
Yeah. So if you listen to the last couple of weeks, we've been kind of alluding that our number of programs is growing. And so we are excited to kind of introduce what those new programs are. So our fiscal year starts October 1st. So our new programs technically became part of our family October 1st. And the one that we're going to introduce you today is Project Lift, which we are so, so excited about being here in St. Lucie County. So we've got a good friend of ours, Sean, with us today from Project Lift.
Not to be confused with this Sean, just clarifying. It's spelled differently. Spelled differently. Just putting that out there.
It is spelled differently. So you can keep your autonomy, I guess. But no, Sean, thank you for joining us today. I know, I think for those of us that have worked in nonprofits for a long time, we've been waiting for Project Lift to come here.
I'll be honest. I've never heard so much buzz for a program and to come to St. Lucie County. And, you know, in our 20 plus years, I've never heard such a buzz and excitement about a program coming to St. Lucie other than Project Lift. It's been awesome.
Well, it's great to be here and great to renew our relationships. We've done so much charitable work in the past and, I'm really proud to help lead and help with the development side of things for we call it Project Lift Fort Pierce, given its own little brand. So we're on Delaware Avenue in the heart of Fort Pierce. And let me say that Fort Pierce and St. Lucie County have been so welcoming to us and our kids, our families that we serve, and our staff. So, thanks for having us. And we're looking forward to really serving our mission and what Project Lift does.
So, Sean, talk a little bit about that, because the story about how the program got started in the first place is so cool, I think, and probably one that not a lot of people who even are familiar with it know. But it's really a cool story about kind of how it all came together.
Sure, absolutely. So 13 years ago in Palm City, in Martin County, our founder and CEO, Bob Zacchio, he's a therapist, and he's working with at-risk teens, teens that are on probation, been in trouble, thrown out of school. They're kind of on their last leg. And he was getting frustrated with when you sit a teen in front of you weekly and you say, how's things going? Good. You know, and really not getting much out of them. And each week was the same old. The teen would often reoffend, be headed towards jail, thrown out of school. So the results weren't that great. He started with taking the kids fishing, and then that led to working on a car. And so they call it mental therapy under the hood of a car. That's kind of how it started. So what it's become today and grown is first and foremost, we're a mental therapy center. We are not a vocational trade graduation program where your company comes to us and asks for five of our kids and then they're hired. Those kids are in heavy mental therapy. But while they're here, they are learning the vocational trades. We have 11 different trades. Welding, we just started our CDL program here in Fort Pierce. Carpentry, small engine repair. We just partnered with the marine industry on working on boats, learning the different parts of working on a boat and what's needed in the boat industry. So that really grew in Palm City to the 11 different trades, 12 therapists working with the at-risk teens, and the results have really been fantastic. 72% that graduate from the program do not reoffend. They're not headed to jail. You're really giving that teen that's been in some trouble a second chance to really become an important part of society. It costs $285 a day to put one of our teens in jail. And we can do that for a lot less, you know, under $50. We're able to help that teen really get to the root of their problems, what's going on. We drug test randomly throughout the week, up to three times. But they're learning a trade and that's the fit to get them back in. We've partnered with many different businesses in Martin County, and now being in St. Lucie County, we have 18 new employers that have not only donated to our program, but our direct partners where that will, once graduated and ready, our at-risk teen or young adult is able to go out into the workplace, and we help with that process also.
That's awesome.
That's really cool. Yeah.
So, you know, Bob and Project Lift has been, you know, it's been like the gold star in Martin County, obviously, working with our fellow Children's Services Councils. Martin County has talked about Project Lift for a while. And I know that program has expanded into Palm Beach. And I think there's even a model overseas somewhere. But what was the impetus? Like, you know, you came to Fort Pierce and you're off, you know, kind of that historic drive in Delaware and Fort Pierce. And my understanding is you got a house donated, right? And that's where you moved into?
We did. We have one of our board members was able to purchase a house. The house was built in 1901. Three generations of the same family have lived here up to 10 years ago.
Wow.
So it's cool. An amazing home. The windows, I'm looking at the windows, are from 1901. So
don't touch them, Sean. Don't touch them.
Yeah. It's really a blessing because it survived. Think of the hurricanes that come through. So it's beautiful. And our kids work on rebuilding, they're renovating. We received some grant money and donations to do almost $500,000 in renovations and get this house looking the way we want it to. And then the property is amazing also, just over an acre. And we're able to put our bays and garages and workstations here at the house. So again, the therapy will take place in the house and the vocational training with our instructors takes place in the bays outside. If you can, I've got the window shut, but saws are running, the building benches for a couple different area businesses and charities. And it's just fantastic.
So you talked about all the different trades that are happening down in Martin County, and you know, we know this broadcast goes into Martin County, but you know, I'll be honest with you, we care mostly about St. Lucie County. I was going to say something even more direct, but we care mostly about St. Lucie County. So what are the trades? Because I know we have a big marine industry that has fully embraced Project Lift in Fort Pierce, the Project Lift Fort Pierce. So what are you working on the same trades in Fort Pierce as you are in Martin County, or is it a little bit different.
We're on a little bit of a smaller scale because we're so new. But carpentry, plumbing, the marine industry, the boats, we just partnered with Causeway Cove, and we were given a lot of help to and a sponsor to lease a port there, so we can work on the boats. Get some real live training, and then auto repair also. A lot of our kids, we have cars that have been donated. They're working on the cars, and often we donate the car back to the family. Or when that team receives their job, we give them the car.
So that's, do you have any experience working on Jeeps? I'm just throwing that out there.
Yes. Bob Zacchio would love to hear that, because he has his original Jeep from high school that the kids helped renovate. Probably needs to be an audit on that. But anyway.
It's good that we're just having this private conversation.
We'll do a little sidebar later.
Yeah, we'll just ignore that part. So we talked about the program. It's a combination of it's a brilliant design, right? You know, and anybody who has had teenagers knows exactly what you said when, like, how'd your day go? Good. You know, how was school? Fine. You know, so the idea of infusing a trade with the therapy to get them motivated, but also to kind of kickstart that conversation that can lead to that addressing those issues and obviously the success that you've had. So if a listener happens to be listening, they're listening. What's the criteria for a youth to enter your program?
So most of our youth here in Fort Pierce or St. Lucie County have been referred to us through the courts, also through the school district. So we work directly with the school district and the court system, the drug court. So really to prevent the child from going to juvenile delinquent center, to jail. And if they're a good fit, come to Project Lift. They will have an intake with a therapist, and then the decision will be made and prioritized if it's a good fit, and get them in and get them the help they need. Usually the family is in crisis mode when they call us, and I'm proud to be surrounded by our full-time therapist in Fort Pierce. I don't get all the details. I'm here to welcome the teen with open arms, but some really tough cases, will be brought in, they're usually here up to 16 weeks. If there's a relapse or an issue, they can stay longer. Also, they're also welcome to come back at any time. So we just had two graduates over the last month that are working, and they're doing well. They're testing clean. We still test, and they come back and have dinner with the kids and almost offer as a mentor, like, if I can do it, you can do it. And that's awesome. Their stories are amazing, what they've been through. Being part of a gang in Lincoln Park, on the avenues, and now working, and really just being a productive part of society. And I, one of them, I offered a job to come back and work for us, because he does such a good job. So
that's really cool. What a great role model for those kids to see too. You know, somebody that's done it and that continues to come back. That's awesome.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So Sean, I'm going to get into a little bit of details here just so the audience knows. Is it an after school program? Do they go during the day, or is it a combination of both?
Great question. So we have two programs. We have our Career Rising, which is 17 to 22 year olds. So those are young adults, at-risk teens that have been completely thrown out of school. They've been kicked to the curb. They're on their last leg before they go to jail to be with us. So they're here throughout the day till 2:30, 8:30 in the morning till 2:30, learning a trade, getting their therapy. And then at 2:30, we pick up the after-school kids at several of the different schools in Fort Pierce. And then they're here till 6:30, full snack when they come and a full traditional dinner, just like most of us had as a kid with our family, traditional dish passed around, open conversation. And really those younger kids are 14 to 18, still in school, been in a lot of trouble, referred to us from the school, and really, again, getting them clean, getting the therapy they need, and then learning a trade. We have two of our young men right now are welding. They have the mobile welding unit, learning how to weld, and it's just fantastic. So
if there's a parent or grandparent who's like, you know, my child or grandchild's been a little bit of trouble or some trouble and an issue, is there a way for them to call to find out more information, or would it be best for them to talk to the school for the referral?
So a little bit of trouble getting, you know, really this is a last resort. This is something big that happened.
Okay.
So the schools will know, but also we want to leave it open because there may be something deeper there, and we're glad to take those calls. We respond within 24 hours, and when there's a call in, and then there's also an intake form that gives us a lot more information.
That was my polite way of just trying to segue to get your phone number for people to call if they want more info.
That's so right.
What's that phone number?
It's 772-224-2244.
Well, there's only a couple numbers you got to memorize.
That's
for that
phone number.
Number
right there.
and Sean, I'm just curious. So we've got about 7 minutes left on the show. What is your title at Project Lift?
So I'm the regional development director, and we got to get the numbers straight so we can keep doing the mission here in St. Lucie County and Fort Pierce. So fundraising and community support, we can't do it without you. Of course, Children's Services Council is a huge part of helping with that puzzle, of putting that puzzle together. But it boils down to the businesses that want to partner with us really becoming a part, not only with a money donation, but also also with learning about our kids. We do not graduate kids and send them to your job site without knowing you and becoming through that process. So having a tour, we have a barbecue next week for the community support we've received, and meeting our operations director, and really getting to meet some of our kids. We're very transparent. You can come and talk to the kids and learn about what their journey is about and what they've learned here at Project Lift.
So I knew what your title was. I just wanted our audience to know, because part of, obviously we want the audience to know the service that's available. But, you know, if any of our audience members want to give back, and this is a great program to give back to, right? And again, historic part of Fort Pierce right there off Delaware Avenue, not that far from the Magnet School of the Arts. It's that little strip there where you can just drive down it and you see the history of Fort Pierce on it, which is a very cool.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Yeah. And so when you talk about businesses that might be interested in helping out, what kind of, like, if our listeners are like, oh, I work for whatever business, like, what is it? Is it more of like a trade skill business that you're looking to partner with?
Any and above. So a lot of the trades, a lot of the marine industry, director, contender boats, we have A1 Trust. So they can become a business partner. We call it the Business and Trade Society, which gets them in the trenches. We have monthly meetings. It acts like an advisory board and helps guide us for success with our teams. That's a $2,500 donation, and that lasts the entire year. It's a membership. We put the logo on our website. We put it on the back of the shirts. They're part of our clam bake, which is huge. If you've been to our clam bake, you will know that it is one of the best events around. And really become a solid partner with us and direct working with the kids. So that's the type of business we're looking for. Can I give that phone number out?
There's a reason why we asked. 100% yes.
So my direct line, 772-834-4869 is my cell. And always feel free to give me a call, and usually we start with a tour, meeting the kids and seeing if it's a good fit, and then going from there.
Very cool. And you talked about money donations. So if somebody, you know, is fortunate enough and, you know, let's say they either have some cash or let's say they're at a Walmart or a Target, like what kind of stuff are you looking? Like, is there any supplies or anything that somebody could, you know, because I'm trying to find ways that, you know, not everybody works for a trade industry, right? But everybody,
right.
You know, if somebody feels a call to this mission, and this is an easy mission to feel a call to, they can be part of. So what are some of the other needs that you may have?
Right. So tools are expensive, as you know. Also, we would like to provide tools for when our kids do graduate and enter the workplace, because many times they have to have their own tools. And as you know, tools are expensive. So tools is huge to us. We just had a donor drop off a saw, which is fantastic. But yeah, so they can give me a call. We can discuss what it is. And we're very open to that. Miss Ashley's bringing us some uniforms, which is great. Some
nice
work shirts and work pants.
And boots. I have boots.
Yeah. She lives and walks the mission, so I love it. And also we serve a full lunch and dinner each day too. So we partner with a lot of the different churches to make that happen. As you know, that food's expensive, and we want to make sure a lot of times the meal they eat here is the only meal they eat. So that's why we keep it open to the ones that are actually in the workforce to kind of help them along and keep in touch. Keep in touch with the employer, keep in touch with them to make sure that things are going good and keeping them on track.
Well, and I think, you know, before we sign off here, obviously, if you want to learn more about the program, you can call 772-224-2244. No, that's not I said that right, right? That
number for you. That was my bad. 772-221-2244.
Okay. So there's three numbers you got to remember. 772-221-2244. But if you're interested in just, you know, maybe you don't have a child or you don't necessarily want to learn more of the program for a direct service to your family, but you want to give back, call Sean directly at 772-834-4869. And while you're talking, I was thinking, you know, most people have a garage, right? And you know, we typically don't clean our garages every week or maybe even every year. And so, you know, it might be time when you're cleaning the garage, you're like, you know what, I got all these tools that I don't use anymore. Obviously we want them to be in good shape. But if you're doing that or cleaning out a closet, like Ashley was describing, give Sean a call because they're obviously going to go to great use.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, Sean, we are so excited to partner with you. We're excited that we get to be back in your orbit again. and so grateful that Project Lift is going to be serving St. Lucie County and located in Fort Pierce. We're so excited about that. And we're excited about our partnership. So thank you for coming on. We look forward to seeing you out and about in the community and apparently at a luncheon very soon.
That's right. Absolutely. And thanks for the big welcome, and thanks for all you do. You know, Children's Services Council, I've had the pleasure of working with over the last 22 years in my previous employment with the Y and Boys and Girls Club. So proud to be with Project Lift and proud to be working with Children's Services Council and showing the mission here in helping our at-risk teens.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Sean, for coming on. We want to thank every listener for listening. I said it again. I don't know why. By the way, if you happen to miss the radio show that airs every Sunday at 10 a.m., you can download the podcast version. Just open up any podcast app, including Apple, and just look up Community Connection St. Lucie County, and via magic, it'll be automatically delivered to you. Thanks for tuning in. And remember that it's our children, our community, our future. Now more than ever, folks, we're all in this together. We'll see you next time.